We are listener supported. One Radio Network.
Good morning, very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, here we go. It's Open Phone Friday. Getting all of my accoutrements lined up here. My bubbled hydrogen water. Raw milk. I'm on a milk kick now, so we'll see how long this lasts. It's my new thing. It's fun. I kind of like it. And then we got a little cobalamin tonic kind of cooking the water downstairs, and we'll see if we want to do that. Just kind of come loaded for bear here on Open Phone and Email Friday. Yeah, just in case. You just never know what you might want to need is as far as nutrients. So if you'd like to join the show, that's the whole point, and we'd love to hear from you. On this Friday morning, September 27, 2019, folks, just call up and chew the organic, grass-fed, soy-free fat. That's right, that's what we do. We just chat it up a little bit. Most of it happens on email, because many of you are just shy, but yeah, folks, go on. 888-663-6386 is the number. 888-663-6386, and that would be email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. There you go. Have all the particulars. Doodle's here. Hi, Doodle. Say hi to everybody. Well, we've had quite an interesting week of stuff, man. Just kind of blows by sometimes, doesn't it? It's just really interesting. It's like, makes that noise too, doesn't it? Dr. Steve Shiver, he was fun. Dr. Jennifer Daniels and Ken Rolla. And then the Masseys yesterday. We had a problem with the recording of the Masseys. I don't know what happened to it. It just didn't work, which is really unusual. So we're trying to locate. We have a contact out in the West Coast that oftentimes a lot records the shows, and he has supplied us with a copy of it. So we've emailed Michael, and we'll see. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. It was just like, just didn't kind of work. We are, moving forward with getting the video thing. So we'll have a guest, maybe, in Patrick. We'll see how it all works out. And kind of a video expert guy has been helping us set up, and now he's teaching us the software. And he was going to come out this afternoon, and now I just heard from him. He's got something he's got to do and wants to postpone. So, you know, these things happen on their own good time. And so we're moving forward on it. So we'll get her done, and I think we'll open ourselves up to some more people. Might be a little more interesting for you. I don't know why you'd want to just look at me, but we are in a video world. We are just... Everybody and their brother and their sister, you know, you got a video thing, and you can do a YouTube channel and probably find a lot of new people and stuff. And it's always fun sharing all this information with more and more souls, just because expansion is expanding. Broom. It makes that noise. Broom. So it's 888-663-6386. You know, I want to get a little hit of this. Do you mind this Perlseum? I just like the way this feels when I I got a big teaspoon, well, little teaspoon plastic. I'll do two of them. Whoa. Ray Pete said the other day on his show, which was a week ago, Tuesday, which somebody was asking about calcium and getting calcium in the right spots, you know, into the cells and then also into the bones and stuff, and you know, just where it's supposed to be. And it's a great thing. It's very, very, you know, they're all important, but they're all, you know, just they're all important. What are you gonna say? These minerals. And but he was really he liked the idea that pearl was being used. I asked him about it and what it was made out of, and I think he said calcium carbonate. He said, oh yeah, that's what you want. He knew about pearl, which has been used, you know, different places around the world for a long time. Now, pearl. I'm taking a little silver from India through my Ayurvedic doctor. You ever heard of that, where you take powdered silver? It's very, very, very treasured kind of a nutritional medicine in Ayurveda medicine. I think in Chinese too. Pearl, silver, they use all this stuff, gold. Ayurveda actually uses gold as well. They you know, they do it in such a way that it's very, very, very beneficial for the body, and they've had these old formulas, you know, thousands of years old, and mixing with herbs, and then the way they cook the gold and cook the silver, it's pretty cool. It's these can be used, they're very strengthening for the body, just the real in on a deep level, kind of like the hydrogen, where you just do it a lot, build up over time, and you're just getting stronger and stronger. Gold and silver work like that too, because they're really, well, they're base metal. They're like, that's why they've been put in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, let no state make anything but gold and silver payment in debt. So, pretty solid, long time, valuable. I wonder if way back when people knew about that idea. Who was it? Somebody was on the show many years ago. I think it was David Wolf. We were talking about gold and silver with Andy Goss, and he said, boy, if you have some of those coins, he said it'd be a great thing to put them into your bed, sleeping on top of gold. I bet it would work for silver too, just the energetics of it. Or you just put paper dollars. No, just kidding. Just put paper dollars under there. Well, it's September 27th. I got some good emails, and I have my little list of things that... What I do is, if you're new here, is how I just kind of chat about my life and some of the things that I do. Not that you should try them or anything, but it just gives me stuff to talk about as we communicate with you through email and telephone, and just kind of a free-for-all, and anything goes. And the number is 888-663-6386. I grew up, a lot of my family has thyroid things going on. My mom did, and grandma, and brothers and sisters. So we had a thyroid energetic karmic, you know how that works. Maybe a tendency towards the thyroid. It's just karma, you know, comes with. That's what recall healing and all those things are about. And I never really looked at it much. But for years I had cold hands and feet, which is one of the kind of the classic. Of course, I don't have any heat in this home, which probably contributes to it. I mentioned that to Jennifer Daniels one day. She said, well, just wear socks. And she's right, you know, and I do, and I have these wool socks, and I have a wood-burning stove and a little standalone gas thing that I use when it really gets cold. But no, we don't have central air or heat here, and haven't for oh gosh, over 20 years. Done really well with it. Anyway, my little TSH number, you know, that's the main number, has been always been a little bit higher than, quote, the real purists would like it. The Ray Peake guys and most people, you know. Except Dr. Daniel, she doesn't. Anyway, so I got some of this piggy thyroid maybe about a year ago, and I dinked around with it a little bit. I took one or two, after a couple of days, I didn't like the way it felt, so just kind of threw it aside, and I don't really, knock on wood, have any really health issues. You know, the sleep could be improved, and people often say that the thyroid is part and parcel of that, as it's part and parcel of pretty much anything, and it's really, if you can get this little guy running just zippity-doo-dah, everybody else is a little bit happier. And I've always been open to that idea, but just dabbling. And so then after hanging out there with Ray Peake for a while on the air, not personally, I hadn't done a consultation, but just listening to him and asking questions and hearing people, he said something that really made a whole lot of sense with the thyroid thing. He said that you could get some of this piggy thyroid, and if you'd like to try some and think it might help, is you could do maybe 15 milligrams for a couple of weeks, then go up to maybe 30 milligrams, and then maybe if you feel like you need a little more, you could go up to 60. A milligram, well, a 60 milligram tablet is called 1 grain. And I would suspect, I think most people on thyroid meds, not that it matters, I think they take about 1.5 to 2. I'm not sure. We could Google that. I don't know if it's in there. It might be. What is the average dose of thyroid? This is all from drug companies. Anyway, there's a lot of ways to, you know, just go by how you feel if you want. Anyway, so I've been doing, so what I did was I got some piggy thyroid from overseas somewhere. I know you can ask me where I got it, and I haven't been able to find the place, if any of you know that place. I think it was Thailand or Vietnam, and we got the lead from Carolyn Borman, and it's the Nature Thyroid. It's good stuff, and I think the fellow started it just because he was so disgusted with the way the whole thing was going with Nature Thyroid and Synthroid and being out of stock and all kinds of stuff. I wasn't into it. I didn't know the whole story. But anyway, so I just used a razor blade. So I did like 15, which is, you know, just a little sliver. It's almost a homeopathic dose. Did a little sliver for about 2-3 weeks of the 15, and then I moved up to 30, so you just cut it in half, which is a little bit easier to pull off with a razor blade. And I have to tell you, I haven't felt any real different during the, no, nothing, not a little bit maybe, just a little bit, but I'm doing the hydrogen, so, you know, it's hard to tell. But something really interesting did happen on just 30, and I guess starting up low like that, is my body temperature went up a full degree. Pretty interesting. And my pulse has stayed the same, 60. But body temperature went up a degree. And then yesterday, I think, well, this is pretty good. This might be a good thing to take a few milligrams of this piggy thing. But my goal is to get the body happy, and that's why, and then you can just not take it. It's just a pig thyroid, but you don't want to take, I don't want to take it all my life, so you just juice it up a little bit. And you can maybe even quit now, and it would be just like it is. Sometimes it just takes a little bit just to kind of, you know, get it energetically again. You can stick out your tongue, Adam teaches, and that helps, and I've been doing that. So there's a little, and yawning and stretching, of course, that'll get that little baby, you know. But I think it's, you know, it's, I've always run a little bit low, lower than, you know, what they, you know, whoever they are, say, is normal, about 97.5, and now I'm running about 98.5. And that's just in about 2 or 3 weeks of the very small amount, sliver, and then about a week on the 30, half of a grain, you know, 30 milligrams. But then yesterday it was interesting. Last 2 days I felt a little bit, very, very sensitive. My body just felt a little bit off, a little bit, maybe a little bit feisty or a little bit anxious. Anxious is not a good word, but you know, if you take anxious from a 10 would be an anxiety attack to 1 would be something. It was like a 1 or 2, but I felt it, and so. I did attribute it to the thyroid, because that's what it'll do if you get too much. So I went back to the third, 20 milligrams this morning, and just hang out here for a while and see. So, you know, I just may need just a little touch of it, and anything more is going to be too much, and maybe I do the 20 and everything's fine for a couple of weeks. I won't even go any higher, and this maybe just drop off of it and see what happens. So I like to experiment with those kind of things, keep notes and do it very methodical, and then you can learn something. But a little piggy guy won't hurt you. I mean, we used to get chicken thyroid when we ate the chickens, and grandma would, you know, that's how we got a little bit of thyroid, Ray Pete says. So it's same thing. This is just desiccated, you know, dried out. So I don't even know if you can get a thyroid in chicken neck anymore, but go to the farmer's market. I've asked them, and they said, no, we don't have that. Be kind of cool. Or you could just get an elk, put it in your backyard, and then lick the velvet off the antlers.
Have you ever wondered why elk velvet antler could be good for you?
So every year they shed it, and then in the spring they begin growing a new rack, a new set of antlers. 3 months. They grow it in three months.
3 months.
Think about the biggest moose rack you've ever seen, the biggest elk rack or deer rack you've ever seen. That's 3 months of growth.
It's amazing.
Now, so what you have is this organ that starts off as nothing and grows within 3 months to be an organ that's covered in skin, hair, veins, arteries, nerves. It's totally innervated. It's got bone and osseous tissue and bone marrow. It's essentially a limb. It requires special molecules like growth factors to accelerate the growth of it. And so there's growth factors in there that grow all the types of tissue that are found on it. Bone marrow, nerves, skin, blood. All of that is being grown by these growth factors. And you can put that into your own blood and help yourself regenerate tissue.
Well, that's why we use it around here. You can click and order Elk Velvet Antler from Daniel Vitalis Sir Thrival, any Sir Thrival link right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Just ran downstairs. Well, you know, the way he makes it and puts it all together with the pine pollen, a separate product, it's hard not to want to just have this every day. And I haven't, Elk Velvet I haven't done as often. But pine pollen, pretty much, gosh, ongoing for 10 years. And I know it's attributed to being blessed with good health here, knock on wood. Knocking on my head. So these are good products. Also the colostrum. And these are all from Daniel Vitalis and Sir Thrival. Well, it is... Friday, so it's open phone Friday. That'd be a good time if you want to think about the sauna. We have a good one, $9.95, a far infrared sauna. It's pretty fun. I really like mine and kind of getting all jazzed up because it's going to, I think, cool off next week. There's some huge northwest blustery wind coming in across the whole country. I think it's going to be a massive winter storm early. Global warming, so you have to be careful. If you'd like to try some of our sulfur, we have a great one. It's just pure and sulfur, and it's really nice. Just people love it. and just go online and you can see the little sulfur ad, and you'll find sulfurs less expensive on Amazon, but just don't go by price. You need a living sulfur, something that'll actually form little crystals in the jar. It doesn't have any adjuncts, tagalongs in them, like silicone dioxide. Because sulfur is pretty persnickety. It's a mineral that's just, they're all so important. It's easy to say, well, zinc is important. Yeah, they're all important. They're all there for a reason. But with the glyphosate thing and the sulfur cycle being disrupted, it's a pretty good bet that you're gonna like the way it feels. And I mean, we have folks, I've been taking it for a long time, and we have folks 4, 5, 6 years, and they just keep buying it. So that's a real testament to the body likes it, and it doesn't last all that long, so it's not like you can build up. I think it lasts about 12 hours in your system, but first time I took it, you could actually feel a little light bulb, little brightness. It was very interesting, and then I think after a while, your body just kind of builds up, and you're just kind of always there, and your health is on another level, but you don't realize it. So it's just part of your life, and it's something that you do. Like rebounding and yoga and stuff like that. But if you'd like to get more than 4 pounds, you can email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and we'll hook y'all up with that. So milk is my new kind of thing. I started a couple months ago just with some goat milk and did pretty good with it. So then after listening to Ray Pete, and I think it was the Ayurveda gal that kind of turned me over, I said, man, I think I'm just going to try some cow's milk, because I'm looking for ways to add some muscle on there. And boy, if you listen to the show we did with this Marianne Teitelbaum, Ayurveda doctor, she's coming back on, by the way, and read her book. I read her book, not the whole thing, but I read the whole thing on milk, and man, it's just some of the magical things they say about, like, it's the, according to Ayurveda, which I've known for a long time, but that milk is, for many, one of the most beneficial, perfect foods ever. That it gets into all of your tissues in about 12 hours or so, where regular food takes 5 to 7 days to get to everywhere. And that's curious, isn't it? And I asked my Ayurvedic doc friend, Nuva, about that. He said, oh yeah, that's what it is. He said he was sick one time in India, when he was over there studying and doing his herbal thing, and he was sick. He said, I drank milk for a couple of years. It's all I drank. That's all I ate. Must have really went through something, for that. So it's kind of a fun thing for me, because it tastes really good, and it's easy, and I just and I have access to raw grass-fed, and you don't have to do that if you wanted to play around with it. You can just get some grass-fed organic at the hippie food store, and you just bring it to a quick boil. If it's already been homogenized and pasteurized, you don't need to do much more than just bring it up to a quick boil, and that helps the fats be more digestible. And then Ayurveda recommends doing cardamom and also cinnamon to help it be more digestible for the proteins and the carbs. I think it's a cinnamon. Yeah, I think it's a cardamom, one or the other. The protein and the carbs, either one of the spices. And then if you want to do it for bedtime, you add turmeric, according to Ayurveda, turmeric and nutmeg to the mix before bed. I had some in the middle of the night last night. It was kind of fun. And now with the raw milk, the real purists suggest that you want to boil it up, and then let it simmer for about 2 minutes or so to make sure that all the possible bacteria that's often in raw milk is gone. Now, there are some purists that just do it raw, and they say, I don't want to lose the enzymes, and I'll just take my chances and all that. But, you know, there's stuff in milk, in raw milk, there can be, that you don't want, and you know the source as much as you can, but trust in God and tie up your camel. But in India, they generally boil milk first, raw milk. And you lose some of the enzymes, but everything else is there. So if you've had any experience with that, and I know, I think Ray Pete still does, what does he say, a quart or so a day? He used to do a whole bunch. He does pretty well. And I actually saw a carton of milk, I think it was in HEB here in Dripping Springs, and they have an A1 and an A2 milk that they sell, but it's not an organic or grass-fed. It's just regular old milk with all kinds of stuff in there. So I'm kind of on a new regimen of getting some muscles, beginning to see some. It's pretty fun. I've just been doing pull-ups, the pull-ups, and then push-ups, and I've got a bunch of weights out on the porch, and just do some curls, and then I have some weights on the rebounder, 4-pound weights, and then hold these 45. This is kind of fun. You hold the 45-pound weights, so you got 90 pounds, and then you just get up on your toes, and that'll build up your calves a little bit, a lot too if you do it. So I'm just dinking around, and after having Dr. Wong on the show, and he gave a whole regimen of how to do it twice a week with really good results. So I haven't really gotten into that yet. I'm going to listen to that show over the weekend, and then get on the twice a week thing. But he's got a whole way to doing it, and pretty smart guy. So I'm going to try that. Right now, every day I just pick some up, and I'm just kind of getting warmed up. But then my Nuva, the Ayurvedic doc, said, yeah, milk would be a really great thing to add if you're in the muscle building mode, because he said, look at those baby cows. They become big cows. And I know they do. They get big cows. But most of course, is on grass, but it sure gets them a long way. So, big cows, big muscles, yeah. Here is Open Phone Friday, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Hold on one second. I just have to reach back here. Be right there. Hold on. So, got it. I got a little cobalamin tonic, man. I have one of those French presses. They're kind of fun. I oftentimes just have coffee once a week on Open Phones, the cobalamin tonic. If you don't know what that is, that's a fun thing that Chronobiotic Nutrition does. It's organic coffee, and then you put some chocolate, some raw chocolate, the cacao, some cacao, a little bit of maple syrup. I cheat a bit and put raw cream. Adam said, you're not supposed to do that, but I do. But it's really yum. Thought I had a spoon up here. Oh well. I'll find something to stir. But it's really kind of yum. And it's fun. It seems to take the edge off of, for me, the edge off of potential, that idea from caffeine. I just don't, it's just kind of nice and fun, and don't have any downsides from it. Well, let's look at some emails here and see what we're doing. How are you doing? What's going on? I'd like to call and talk. Tell me, yeah, if you have any kind of secret things that you've been doing, fun things that you've been doing with your health, your wealth, your well-being, that you'd like to share. Share. Get to the right thing here, Patrick. Where is it? I have two different open phone files. One that have been there a bit and one that have newly come in. I don't know why I can't find what I'm looking for here. You. Oh, here you go. I was talking to Eric about his dog, and when people ask about dog questions, one of the first things I do, and I got an email here from him, he's trying some things, is to really get them on the best food ever. It's just, I mean, really critical. They, you know, God love them, they just put so much silly stuff in dog food. Stir this up a little bit. There you go. I was trying to taste a little bit of sweetness. I forgot the maple syrup. Oh well, I'll put it in during a commercial. And I think that's one of the key things you can do. The purest food that we know, it's in a can, and it's called Cornucopia Pet Foods. And he also has, we don't have a financial thing with him, but just great. It's just pure. I mean, he's so particular. Organic, and it's in a can, so that's kind of easy. And then you can add stuff with it, you know, scraps and then, or do raw meat. You know, you can go to Costco and get some turkey or beef or something, chicken, raw, and then you could add Cornucopia with it. And I know it's going to be a little bit more money, but gosh, I just think you'll yield so many good benefits from, you know, all our little lovies are going to someday leave. They just do. But you do what you can, and you don't want to mess around, you know, a lot of vets and stuff if you don't have to. So it's probably one of the best things ever. Just really focus in on the food. Spend your money there, and maybe you won't have to spend any money anywhere else. Just feed them and love them. Feed them and love them. So he's tried that, and he said some things are moving forward with Cornucopia. Got some skin things. It was great to hear Ken, right, Jason, again. Seems like it's been months since he's been on. Something about the perception of and progression of time is changing these last few years, or is it just me? No. It's going on all over. That's a nice insight, Jason. In my opinion, what's going on, because I hear more of it from time to time, it's just, people say, this perception of time, I don't know, was it last week or last month, or do I have Alzheimer's? I said, no, you're fine. Yes, you're fine. You know, because the more we just hang out and are happy and do our little job and not worry, this whole time thing just collapses. And that's because there is no time. It just collapses, and you just, you know, you don't, it just becomes one big smash of now. It takes a little while to get into it because we are used to, and we've had many lifetimes, God love us, of just thinking about what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, or 10 minutes from now, or 2 hours from now, or 2 weeks from now, or 2 years from now, or whatever. But it's all the same. And you'll find, as I have, that the more and more you just go back to the now whenever, you know, the little mind says, oh, what are we going to have for dinner? Well, just right back to this, to the moment, that'll come when it comes, and you don't worry about it. And it just changes everything. And then the whole time thing, as I said, just collapses. And it, since it doesn't exist anyway, the more we get into that, the truth of it, then the easier our life is, because we're not thinking about what's going to happen, you know, whenever, 10 minutes from now. We just shot right here doing what we do. And it's so much more fun, and we get to hear people easier when we talk to them, because we're not thinking about something else, as most people do when you talk to them. You can just tell it in their eyes, they're not hearing you. So it's a real, just so much good stuff goes on when you hang out more in the now. And of course there's been lots of books about it, The Power of Now and all this stuff. And it's true, and you just, but to Jason and others, it'll just, yeah, the whole time thing, and it just goes. And I have no perception of time now. I have to ask Sharon about, when did this happen? And girls get it, because they're kind of wired differently, you know. They even though they do the now thing, I think it's they're very good at as being in the now, more easy than boys. But they seem to be able to do the mothering thing and the nurturing thing, which involves, you know, getting the kids for lunch and taking care of them, and I guess that involves more time. And I've noticed that they can do the whole time thing a lot easier without getting anxious about it. Just kind of some karmic thing, you know. Boy-girl karma thing. Michael says, I enjoyed Dr. Wong's show. I'm not having any trouble putting on muscle now. I don't really do many carbs, just some white rice in the winter. Well, I eat about a can of refried beans per day. Oh, well, along with protein drink. I mentioned I have an animal protein, eggs, and burger about once every couple of weeks. So, oh, he's just telling me all the stuff he does, because I was asking about building muscle. Yeah. He said, I'm not sure where the question comes from that you asked about carbs. Maybe that was in an email of mine way back. And yeah, I think pretty much we can put on muscle just pretty much eating anything. It sure seems like it, doesn't it? I mean, there's veggies that do it, and vegans that do it, and meaty guys that do it, and meaty guys. You like beans? Beans are fun. Beans are fun. What's your experience with, more Barbara Frank? Yeah, I'm having a good time with it. This is a lady that we interviewed, I guess about, a month ago, 6 weeks ago? And she's a real folk kind of healer. And she got all turned on to the parasite thing many years ago. And she's been making these little products, and she's kind of a nonprofit and helps from a Christian perspective, and a real sweet girl. And we had her on the show, people really love it, and we're going to have her back. And so she's got these creams that you put on your face, and then this little lotion you put in your hair, and then you put some on your body once a month. I got to do it again this weekend. Put some on your body once a month for about, 12 hours, and these little creepy crawlies will come crawling out of your skin. And there's something really fun going on with my hair, because I use it every day in my hair. It almost seems like it's wanting to go back to more natural color. Could be my imagination, but every now and then I scratch them like I'm doing now, and all kinds of little funny stuff falls off of there. And then on your face, it stopped now for a while, but around the eyes especially, you see all these little white bumps coming up, and you scrape them, and she says they're not pimples, they're bugs, because they weren't there before you put on the stuff, and then they come up, and they're actually parasites, and that's where a lot of crinkles and wrinkles and stuff come from, is, she says, parasites. That's why older people with a lot of parasites who, you know, don't know about this stuff have a lot of crinkles. It's kind of interesting, huh? She's got a book too called How to Take 10 Years Off Your Face and Add 10 Years to Your Life, naturally. I was asking her a question. She said, if you drink half your body weight in water a day, you can simply apply tiny amounts of the rose cream into your body after a bath or shower too. Oh, add that. It produces endorphins when you do it that way. All the formulas are different. And then I usually increase amounts of frankincense, myrrh, and oils depending on the strength I want to achieve. They're all fabulous. Yeah, the oil smells real good too. I mean, the face cream. It smells real good. My friend has noticed diminishing capillaries on her nose that she hides with makeup from the face cream. Oh, good. Cool. So have you tried it yet? Email her. Diet also changes the perception of time, Adam says. Time lag is the portal to the moment. Midnight eternity. Boom. That's the phone number. 888-663-6386. Do you have to take probiotics away from antibiotics? Yeah, I would. I don't know if it really matters. You get both those things down there. I don't know. But you probably want to do that. It just makes sense to do it. And it was so funny. I went through this whole process with this one antibiotic. What was the name of it I told you about? Well, they wanted $3,000 for it. Rifaximin, that this gastroenterologist in Australia mentioned. And he said, you just have some kind of bug down there. I would just get some rifaximin and just kill it. And at the time, my little tummy thing was in kind of full blossom towards the end there. It got worse towards the end, which is really curious. But Dr. Massey talked about that yesterday. So I get this rifaximin. I went to a doctor friend of mine and ordered it. And it finds out that it was $3,000. Are you kidding me? I think for 90. So I think it was $30 or something, capsule. Well, obviously, I said, no, I don't think I'll do that. And so I did remember seeing it. Actually, I had got a few of them and made a mistake while ordering on a Mexican website. There was a dollar. 3,000, whatever. Mexico, go get it for a dollar. Here was $30 for one pill. So I ordered them, and I got enough, and I never did it. It's up in my cabinet. I got to the point. I said, "No, I'm just not going to do it. I don't want to nuke my body." So I got some rifaximin. If you want to score some. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Val from Kentucky.
Hi. I'm sorry. Your first name? I missed it.
Valerie.
Like Valerie. Yeah. Like Valerie Uberoff.
I don't know her.
I think it's a Russian guy. Sorry.
No, I'm not a guy.
No, I know you're not. How are things deep in, what is Kentucky, the bluegrass state?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, we're dry.
Yeah.
This is more like Texas weather here.
Yeah. It's been a long time since y'all had rain.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a few drops the other day, but didn't mount anything.
Well,
so, yeah, it's pretty dry. Other than that, it's beautiful.
What part do you live in?
I live in northern Kentucky, close to Cincinnati.
How you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, my best friend Sharon, she lives up in Cincinnati.
I know. That's awesome.
I used to go there and drive up through Kentucky and, what is it, 75, that big highway? That big 75?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's beautiful up there, boy. It's really nice.
It is. Beautiful rolling hills. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you live on the good side of the tracks.
I think so.
Just kidding. I think so.
Yes. I've lived on both sides, so I prefer Kentucky.
Yeah. Got a nice airport there, too, that Kentucky airport.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not too big, not too small.
Yeah, you can get through
get
there.
Get around.
Yeah, get through there pretty quickly. I used to like going through there because they never made me go through, not make me, but wanted me to go through one of those nuclear bomb checking things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the kind where you have
to
want to hold up your arms and they nuke you for whatever. I never did that.
I prefer the pat down.
Pat down. Yeah, do the pat down.
Yeah.
Quite a few times when I went through there, they just had the old metal thing, too. So I'm fine with that, right? There's nothing there. And so you just go through that one, and that's kind of fun. Takes you about 12 seconds. Okay, zip.
Yeah.
So how's your life doing, Val?
Pretty good. Can you still hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've got a few issues, and I was wanting to ask you about a couple of things. But
sure, yeah.
I called in a long time ago. I said I was never going to do this because it made me really nervous. But then I heard Adams show the other day talking about gallbladder.
Yeah.
How you need gall to clear out your gallbladder.
Oh, you know,
working on right now.
Oh, you're working on your gall. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Adam contends that when we have a little gallbladder thing, it's good to get out and be a little bit more adventurous and more strong and do things that you don't want to do, like speak in front of public and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's a big one.
That's a big one for you. Yeah, I read some places where one of the biggest fears people have, it's really strange, I don't know if this is true, is speaking before a live audience.
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you really? So you've been like that?
Yeah.
And your little gallbladder is just not as happy as you'd like it to be?
Yeah. I have several things going on, but I think that's a big contributor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some Hashimoto's stuff and Candida, I believe, right now. And so I think it's just all tied in together.
Mm-hmm. So your Hashimoto's, is that, what is that, the autoimmune thing where supposedly your immune system is kind of going after your thyroid, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you on the piggy stuff for that, or?
I just started on it. I found a doctor that prescribed the Natrathroid for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started a very low dose just to feel a little better, but I don't think it's something I want to stay on.
Good. Did you hear me talking about it earlier?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah. I think the low dose thing is really a good idea. I'll just recap real quickly from Dr. Pete. I'm just experimenting. I'm feeling fine. But, you know, a little sleep thing, I thought, well, maybe thyroid's connected to that. And I just started at 20 milligrams, which is like a third. Mm-hmm. 20. And I did that for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then I went up to 30, real small, almost homeopathic. And Val, you know what? My body temperature went up a whole degree.
Yeah, I can feel that too. I'm not as cold.
You can. Okay. Well, that's good, right? How many? What are you taking? How many? How many milligrams are you taking?
I don't know. I'm taking a half a tablet of the
60.
Small dose.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably just 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's supposed to work up from there. But
you might even not need to, yeah.
Right. And then, I don't know if it was somebody you had on, but they had mentioned that your thyroid will get dependent on that and feel like it doesn't have to produce the hormones if you stay on it, and that's not what I want to do. I'm hoping just to relieve some symptoms, clear out my junk, and hopefully mm-hmm. it'll come back online, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a good vision. That's the same with me. There's no... Yeah, I think that's possible. I think it's possible with almost anything, unless it's a whole, you know, whole food kind of a thing.
Yeah.
If it's a, you know, if it's a selective, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe magnesium might be the only one, because we evidently we really need that stuff, but yeah. Right. But yeah, that's a good idea. So, and you could even play around with cutting that one in half too, and seeing if your body temperature stays up, and, you know, experiment a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'll be on it for a little while, because I know I do have other issues. I've got this histamine thing and a lot of things. Candida, I believe. I'm on that diet right now.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, but what I was really calling in to ask about the MMS, I mm-hmm. never heard you mention that you've tried that and was wondering if you've had any experience with it.
Yeah. Years ago, I did, Val. She's talking about Miracle Mineral Supplement. And you get a couple, when you get a bottle of sodium chlorite
mm-hmm.
and then hydrochloric acid, and you put one drop together and you wait about, 45 seconds or a minute, and it smells like a swimming pool, and you don't want to drink it because it's terrible, but you drink it, and that's the idea, and you could work up. And I did it, oh gosh, it must be 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I woke up to, you know, a pretty good hit. And I did some colonics, and she said, I've never seen so much candida come out of anybody's body ever.
Oh, wow.
I saw it, too. It was like white.
Wow.
So okay. Yeah.
So that's the results I want.
Well, I mean, you know, I would try it. It's not just a... You know, it's very safe.
Yeah, so I got some, and I just started it, so I'm just on one dose twice a day. I mean, one drop twice a day.
Oh, you did already. Good for you. So are you just doing it straight away, like in water?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not too bad, one drop, right?
No, I can tolerate that. So yeah. We'll see. I'm going to slowly work up. I'm so sensitive to a lot of things, so yeah. I'm just going to take it slow. And
yeah, that's
see.
A good idea. And Carrie Rivera also said that you can put it in a capsule too, if you don't want to drink it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I never thought about that. So I got some after I talked to Carrie, and I went to that, what is that place, Kiwi's Corner or something like that? Is that where you went?
No, that's not where I went. Yes. I went somewhere else.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, and you got the, yeah. So I might just for fun, you know, try a few drops, see what I feel, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and so I really believe I have two Boston Terriers, and I really believe that they take after their owners, or I think my little girl does me. So she's had issues with her skin for almost the whole year, been back and forth to the vet, different treatments, and so now I just started her on it also.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh.
And I'm just giving her one drop in her food, and then I'm wiping her spots all over her body with, you know, a little bit of it diluted in water.
And it's a skin.
And it looks like it's drying up already, so
really?
We'll see.
What kind of, yeah. Did there some goo, just gooey stuff coming out of her skin and that?
She's got like hot spots. It's not really gooey, but
oh.
She loses hair and there are hot spots and mm-hmm. It's getting worse.
So she,
I knew better, but she's been on antibiotics and steroids and
oh, yeah.
Like it clears up but then goes away.
Yeah,
comes back.
I wouldn't do those anymore, sweetie. Don't do that.
I
I know.
You know. But that's okay. You did the right, you did what you thought was best. Don't worry about it. But yeah, you know, I would really, you know, work on the diet and get as much organic, all organic. It's really important, you know. That's really important.
Yeah.
And they'll usually clear up.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking she took this from me and now
they do, you know,
they
want to be just like you. It's just hilarious, isn't it?
It is.
How long have you had her?
She's 12. I have two of them. He's 12 also.
It's a long time, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's my loyal little friend. Girl is.
Your what friend?
She's my loyal little friend.
I know, they got that, they have that conditional love thing going on, don't they? Whew,
man. They do.
Man.
They do.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So you're just working on the diet now and doing some, maybe the MMS and a little thyroid and seeing. That sounds like a reasonable approach, and you'd be surprised what things may clear up from just doing that.
Yeah.
You know.
I have some. I hope it takes a lot of willpower for the diet part, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do they have you off on the Candida diet?
So there's no sugar, no grains. I'm trying to follow a Carrie keto.
Oh, the keto thing, yeah. Sort of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just no grains and no sugar, basically.
No dairy either?
No dairy, yeah. Which,
they'd have to put me on drugs to do that one.
Gee. I'm sorry?
I said they'd have to put me on drugs for me to get through that. I'm just kidding.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, you know, it won't be forever, and
right.
So you just be turning into more, doing more paleo kind of stuff and fat, good fat, and vegetables and meat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Paleo girl.
Yeah. So, but I'm also, I ordered some of the rose cream.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, good.
And what? I love that.
Doesn't it smell great? And
it does, and I am so sensitive to smells, but it's as long as it's a natural from like essential oils or what have you, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just love the smell and love the way it makes my face look.
It really, really makes you look cuter than you are. You know, it's great. It's like, holy cow! Have you seen some stuff coming out yet in the face?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
A few little
bumps and
I don't know what you call it. I guess bugs. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can see them coming out, can't you?
You can. They're like little blackheads, maybe or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Coming out all shapes and sizes.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be fun to keep doing it. You want it, Val, just to see. You know, I don't know. Just to see where it goes. It's kind of a fun experiment.
Yeah, I haven't tried the herbal lotion, but I think that's probably another good one.
Yeah, I've been doing it in my hair. I don't know how easy it would be for a woman's hair if you have a lot of hair, but I think you put it down at the scalp, you know, get it in there with your fingers in your scalp like I'm doing, and it's supposed to get all these little demodex and these little guys that come out at the roots of your hair.
Yeah, that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, why not? See, you'll be just debugging on all levels, girl.
Yep.
Just be a force to reckon with. Do you have a career? Do you work during the day?
I'm actually a retired postal employee, and I just picked up a little side job a couple days a week at the health food store.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's fun. Good for you.
Yeah.
It's fun to get out there and mingle a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is to get out of...
Uh-huh.
Used to take care of my dad a lot, and...
Well, you're doing good. How long were you with the postal department?
I was there for 29 years.
20? Wow. That's great.
Showing my age, yeah.
Now, you know, you sound young. 29 years, wow. Well, now you have a lot of time to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Huh? And I do. That's for sure.
Attagirl. Well, I'm glad you listened. Thanks for calling. You did great. So your gallbladder is going to be... So you think... Oh, we didn't even touch on that. Do you think something's going on with Mr. Gallbladder?
Well, I do have a very slow digestion.
Mm-hmm. Slow? So, how do you mean slow? What goes on?
Just like... I wouldn't say constipated. As long as I have my morning coffee, I'm not constipated.
Mm-hmm.
It's just slow. I think with the whole protocol I'm doing, I'm hoping to clear that out. Maybe do some liver and gallbladder flushes down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beets are really good.
I like beets.
For the gallbladder. Yeah, they're really good for the gallbladder. And some people, I got some beet powder from Dr. Cowan, and or you can get some online. They have a really nice organic one. It's not as good as eating beets, but I think it's pretty powerful. It's supposed to help the whole biliary system and getting the bile out there. You know, that could be a little sluggish, and that could be affecting the digestion, you know. So, yeah, I'd give that little girl a little bit of energy. Well, you sound like you're on it. You're doing good.
Well, it's good talking with you.
Nice to talk to you, Val. Say hi to all the horses in Bluegrass Country, will you?
Okay.
See you soon. Bye.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Kentucky, my old Kentucky.
Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding, and if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really... lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com.
We can work it out, work it out, work it out. Getting to be that time of the year, boy. He only did it like once a week or twice a week during the summer. 100 degrees outside, you don't get a big motivated, but these are really nice. You know, that's another thing too, which you can do with or without a sauna, to Val and others, and you can do castor oil packs over a particular organ, and you know, those are just using the organic cotton flannel thing, and put the castor oil. I like to warm it up, put the castor oil on there, put it right over your liver, your gallbladder. You can put saran wrap around it and just wrap it up and just let it sit there all night long when you're hanging out at home, reading, watching a movie, or whatever you do. Stuff, you know, we all do stuff when you're doing your stuff. Gotta do your stuff. I mean, if you don't do your stuff, what are you gonna do? And that's a really nice thing, and I do it often where I'll rub castor oil on tummy or gallbladder or liver and then go in the sauna, and you can put a little turpentine on there, go in the sauna, and kind of fun. I think the heat, you know, the heat kind of like it, you know, heat works.
Previously, we were talking with Brandon about the Blue Shield EMF device, and he says it goes out 90 yards in all directions.
it's an omnidirectional field that if you think about a huge sphere that's expanding, that's essentially what the waveform pattern looks like.
Oh, that's cool. So it's putting frequencies into the body, and then how does that work in relation to electromagnetic field that's coming in the walls and the windows through a cell phone tower down the street?
Yeah, so the cell repeaters and Wi-Fi and all this electromagnetic radiation in the environment, people mistakenly think that this is somehow going to act like a shield and block the radiation and make it not appear on any kind of tri-field meter or any measuring device. And that's simply not the case. It's more of an energy medicine, so to speak, where it's stimulating the bodies at the cellular level to create a cellular response to make all the individual cells much stronger and more able to adapt to the EMF stressors. So that's number one on the physical or the somatic level, where the body is experiencing a decrease in stress from electromagnetic fields.
If you're interested, you can click on the Blue Shield ad on the front page of One Radio Network. Use promo code One Radio, or also contact Brandon through his website there when you click, and he'll give you more information. Front page, Blue Shield EMF protection device on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
Good morning. It is September 27, 2019. OneRadioNetwork.com. Calm. The calm before the storm. Well, I like the approach that Val was doing, and it's a good lesson for all of us, is to kind of take a little piece and try a little bit of this and that, and don't do too much. And well, boy, the thyroid sure comes up, and a lot. Just probably a karmic thing for planet Earth this lifetime for all of us, but and it's so integral, you know, to have everything happy. And I'm actually sure that we can do it without any kind of piggy. Not that that's bad, but use it as a medicine. And we have a choice of doing that or just jumping in and doing it thyroid for the rest of your life. And a lot of people are really just fine with that. And it's, you know, you don't get any extra points for doing it any other way. It's just a choice. So not making a judgment on it. People that do that, it's fine. You'll be fine. My grandma did a little... I think she did half, 30 milligrams. That's the only thing she ever did, because she didn't like taking medicines, but she felt better when she did, and she was around to her, she was 96, and took care of herself till the day she left. So, I mean, it's a curious thing if we really think about why we're here and what we're doing here and where we're going and what our goals are, and all of this stuff is really just something to play with for me. It's just something to kind of talk about, and that's what our show's about, and people like it, and we support ourselves doing it, but, you know, big picture, in my opinion, it's just about who we are and what we do and what we say and what our goals are, our spiritual goals, and everybody has different spiritual goals of what we want to do this lifetime and where we would like to go from here. And I know that there's a way to kind of plan out your next adventure, just like there's a way to plan out your next vacation in physical reality. Not plan it out to the extent I know exactly I'm going to go here and I'm going to do it. No, but there are ways to really have a really good idea in general of what's up and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. And it just depends on how aware we become, since it's all now anyway. So that means that the experience is already happening right now, so why would we not be able to learn more about it? But so much is not known in that area, on spirituality on planet Earth, but it's more and more of it's coming back out. You see it. that we are soul and we are spiritual beings, and to not just say that, but figure out a way how to live our lives like it and see where it's going to go and what we can do to help out the big picture, be a co-worker with God, so to speak. Big picture. And it's kind of fun. There's well, I'll talk about that later. Oh, a lady just said, today's my first day with the cream and everything. Are you putting it straight into your hair? Does it make your hair a little greasy and spot? Yeah, I think there's some kind of a soap in there. Surfactant, kind of a soap. And I don't know, greasy is not the thing, but yeah, I would just do the lotion. We're talking about Barbara Frank's lotion, and just, you know, get it way down there and do the whole scalp thing. But if you have long hair, I don't think you'd want to try to get over the whole hair, because I don't know how long you leave it in. But I put it in every day and then kind of washes out in the night. And my hair feels great. So it's, you know, it's happy. It's happy. All right. Back to emails. Here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. I watched a documentary my favorite thing to watch on Amazon or Netflix these days are documentaries, but things that I'm interested in. I watched one on Michael Jackson, and I always just kind of knew intuitively deep down that he never did any of this stuff with the kids that they claim. And boy, this was a very well thought out and very well documented documentary, not just making claims, but there was absolutely no evidence that Michael Jackson did anything with any kids. None, zero. And sure looks like most of them were people just dialing for dollars. And now they have three guys who are about 18 that claim 15 years ago. And they're suing the estate that he, you know, did this and that. Come on. And you could just listen to them. You just knew that they were just lying. I mean, I got a pretty sense about things and people who are honest, and you know, it's just terrible what people will do for money. The reason I mention that is because I had they had a really nice song that they played at the end of the documentary that I'm going to play for you at the end of this show. Okay? How about that? Will you like that? Good. I think it's called Childhood. And one of the really fine points in the documentary, certainly something we've heard about before, that Michael Jackson, I can remember when I played his records in the 1969, I think 69, the Jacksons, I Want You Back, I Want You Back, boop, 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 boop. It's great. And Michael Jackson was the lead singer. Right? You remember that? Do you remember that? You want to play one for me? Why not? I don't know how loud I can get it. I'm having a little problem with this, getting this as loud as I want. Is I Want You Back, was that a big hit? I Want You Back. I Want You Back. That's the one that came up, so let's do that one. Let's see how loud this is. Oh, I don't want to do that. We don't want an ad. What's up with that? Can you hear it? Oh, man. I think this is 1969, something like that. Yeah.
Crying.
morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Oh, Michael, 1969. I thought so. I just pulled that up on DuckDuckGo. 69. It's easy to remember the years for me. I just remember, you know, where I was working at the time when I played that record. That kind of stuff I remember just like it's yesterday. Well, it is, because it's no time. Anyway, so he, evidently he, I mean, they had him singing like this when he's like 4 or 5 years old. It was crazy. And he was a big, big star. And they traveled all over the world and made a lot of money. And he never had a childhood. And during this this documentary, they talked about how he would be recording and he wanted to go out and play with the kids. He didn't, which is, you know, recording is not a lot of fun. And one of the brothers told one story where he was going to the airport. They were going to England to do a concert, and he was in the back seat just kind of crying, and he just didn't want to go. He just wanted to stay home and play with his friends. So he really never had a childhood, and that's one of the reasons why he did the whole Neverland thing. And Michael was a really unique individual, and really, you know, he talked about it. He really believed he was Peter Pan, you know, never grow up, because he just, but he was a father and a wonderful father, and just really, I always just had a warm spot in my heart for him. I don't know, I just knew he was a good man, you know. You know, you just know, it's like, you just know. I don't believe any of that stuff. It's kind of like that with me for global, man-made global warming. We did a thing on Facebook, and we were talking about this little girl from Europe that they were, you know, they're poor, this girl was going to the UN, and she was crying, and she talked about, you took away my childhood and my life, and for, you know, man-made global warming, we're all going to die. And it was just unconscionable they did this to this girl. I put on Facebook, I thought it was really a child abuse what they did with this girl. Then she went on all the talk shows, you know, the whole emotional drippy thing. And there's no doubt, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, this man-made global warming thing is the biggest scam that they've ever scammed on humanity. Ever. It's just a scam. I know it deep in my bones. I knew it from the day I saw Al Gore do that whole Inconvenient Truth thing. You can watch all kinds of documentaries that disprove all this stuff. Do you know the one, and I'll take the call, stay right there, the one that really will blow your mind, if you're still on the fence about it, I'm not trying to convince you, but it's really interesting, is that Al Gore made this famous graph, and he had, you know, you had so much CO2 and then so much Earth temperature. And it actually over, I don't know, 500, 600, or whatever, I think, to, who knows, CO2 only started 100 years ago, and they were doing all kinds of stuff. But anyway, that it actually showed it correlated, you know, kind of correlated with the CO2 and warming. That was his big moment, like in a courtroom when they really give the exculpatory evidence of why. And this was the big thing. They showed more CO2, more warming. And then scientists who really look at this showed, yeah, but you know what? The temperature came before the CO2. And they can prove that through Earth temperatures and core samples. And the whole Earth warmed on its own from the sun or whatever, sunspots. And then the CO2 increased maybe 500 or 600, 700 years after. After the Earth warmed. I mean, just that one factoid that you could research, one factoid, got to just tell you that the whole thing is just a scam. But I just knew it internally, spiritually, I just knew it. There's too much money involved. I mean, you know, there, this whole thing going on with the socialists, the Bolsheviks, this Green New Deal thing, and it's going to be trillions of dollars, and oh my goodness, we're just going to put solar all over, and it's all just nonsense. They're not going to do any of that. There's no money. What do I do, create $3 trillion or $10 trillion and do this? Gallon of milk could be $30. They have no concept of money, how it works, and what they're saying. They're just saying stuff. It's just hilarious what's going on. Oh, man, and it's just a big... You know, they're not going to let it go. You watch. They're going to drive this baby to the end of time. Oh, yeah. And say what you want about Donald Trump, but you get some socialist in there who wants to do this and figures and gets enough people in Congress and wants to blow the people's money and borrow more and more and more and more. Better batten the hatches. Well, it's enough about that, but here's an email. Naturopath Carolyn Borman, who's been on the show, One Radio Network, explained that toxins can block the thyroid receptors and thyroid hormone blood tests were developed to sell Synthroid. Pretty much. She's also talked about the cleanest desiccated thyroid she knows of. It's from an IT guy in Asia to be kept under the radar. They list the product as a postcard. Order here. Cool. So I will put these, thank you so much. I will put all these links on our show page. Good job. And these are all from One Radio Network stuff. So she's a good source. She's the one to turn us on to the Asian thing. And but I agree, and the toxins are a huge thing, and if you, you know, you can use a little bit just to keep yourself a little bit happier, but you get rid of the toxins and all that, and I think that's what's going on. That's what the lady we had on a couple weeks ago about healing her thyroid. Her name's escaping me right now. And then the Ayurvedic doctor, too, she did it with detoxification. Yeah, I'm sure there's some ways, Adam probably has some ways how to detox thyroid, but you can put a little anything on there. I think the hydrogen gas that I'm breathing is detoxing a lot of stuff. Every now and then I feel like, you know, get a little bit of the flu for a half an hour. It's pretty cool. This hydrogen, it's real. It's a real thing. And, but you put a little turpentine up there, baby, castor oil up in your thyroid, stick your tongue out. You can use red lights on your thyroid to help detoxify. You guys will probably have some other things to do. And what about you in detoxification foods? I totally agree with you on the global warming thing, climate change, that second that mentioned carbon credits. Yeah, the whole carbon credit thing. And actually, Al Gore, he was really big in the carbon credits on the Chicago Board of Trade till they found out him that he was doing all this within the cookie jar. And it's all about going to be the credits. And I think it's control, you know, the social, internationalist, or the globalist, as President Trump called him at the UN, globalist. This is their agenda. This is what they want to do. This helps them to control all kinds of things, oil and solar and, oh, you get all kinds of benefits from making something bad, like CO2. Then you got to make something good to get rid of it. My opinion is just a classic Hegelian dialectic. Create a problem, solution, synthesis, problem, solution, solution, problem. To me, it's just so obvious. And no, the bears are not, they're not, there's no more melting than there's ever been up there. And just doesn't happen. It's just not happening. But boy, these guys, these boys have a lock on the media. Every station, everywhere. Except places like this are controlled by the internationalists, The boys. The boys. And these are the same people that are trying to impeach the president. It's not the political left. No. My opinion, not them at all. They just have their little mind hijacked by the globalists. They're being used. They're pawns. They don't know it. Well, some of the stuff, we don't get involved with all too much of that because it's just silly. But just be careful. Just start taking sides with this. I took a side right there, but then if you don't think about it again, you don't really take a side. You're just talking.